Well, several years ago, I had to write something of a spiritual autobiography for a class in graduate school. And one of the tasks of this spiritual autobiography was to highlight the major moments in life that have shaped me, informed me, and caused me to be the person that I am, realizing that there are some things, there are some events, there are some seasons that shape us much more than others. And there are two events that stick out in my mind. One is, it happened a little later on in my life, and that is right before Leslie and I got married, we discovered that she had a brain tumor. And that, of course, has impacted our lives in ways we could have never foreseen. But if I had to think of the one season or the one event in my life that has shaped me more than anything else, it happened when I was 5 years old. And my parents decided to take my brother and I to Quito, Ecuador to do mission work. And everything since then has completely changed in my perspective. Because as a five-year-old, I remembered seeing my parents hug on and kiss their parents and their families and their friends goodbye. And I remembered thinking in my mind, if it's so sad, why are we going? It doesn't make any sense to me. But as I got older and as we continued to have conversations about the importance of mission in the world, I realized just how important it is. God's mission, that is. God's mission is so important. God's desire for us to reach those in our world who don't know Him is so important that Jesus has these profound statements about loving Him more than we even love our families. Loving Him more than we love possessions. Loving Him more than we love our comforts and luxury and lifestyle. God's mission is that important. And being a young child over there in Quito, Ecuador, in South America, from the time that I was 5 to 10 years old, has drastically changed my life. Because one thing I've discovered from watching my parents live out their faith, from watching many of you who have experienced mission work over the years, one thing I've learned about God is this: deep in the recesses of His heart is a longing for mission. God is a God of mission. It wasn't always easy over in Ecuador. We had to learn the language, and my parents didn't do so well learning the language, to tell you the truth. One time, my dad got pulled over not long after we had moved there, doing something wrong on the roads, although it was tough to know what the laws were because there really weren't any laws. The main rule was the bigger car had the right-of-way, and that was the way it functioned down there. But he was pulled over for something. He didn't know Spanish real well at the time, and the officer began to hassle him a little bit and try to tell him what it was he was doing wrong. But one of the things we had been warned of in South America, as is common all throughout the rest of the world, is basically what a lot of law enforcement officials in other parts of the world want is not really to give you a ticket. It's not to tell you what you did wrong. It's to get a little extra on the side, a little money before they send you on their way. And my dad didn't have any money, but he wanted to communicate to this individual who was not going to let us go until he got some money that my mom would be coming soon and that he would pay him then. And the word for pay in Spanish is the word pagar. And so what he meant to tell this officer was, wait till my wife gets here and I will pagar you. I will pay you. But that's not what he said. He said, wait till my wife gets here and I will pegar you, which means I will hit you. So the officer backed up, put his hand on his nightstick and said, you'll do what? And he said, when my wife gets here, I will hit you. Didn't work out so well. There was a lot of language barriers there. You know, there's this book that's really popular called The Five Love Languages. In fact, it's been written in all kinds of different forms now. The Five Love Languages of different generations and different peoples. And if I had to think of one language of God that's His primary love language, it would have to be mission. God is a God of mission. God loves to send. You see that from the very first pages of Scripture, that when God creates the world, God speaks and His Word goes forth. It creates order out of chaos. It creates light out of darkness. It creates beauty out of unformed creation. God loves to send. God is always in pursuit of relationship with His creation. And you see that all throughout the pages of Scripture. It doesn't matter if it's a 75-year-old Abram and his wife Sarai, who think they've settled down and they're going to coast into their golden years. It doesn't matter if it's a young boy named Samuel and he's supposed to go and give this difficult message to his mentor, Eli. It doesn't matter if it's Jonah, who's a jerk of a prophet and doesn't want to go to Nineveh. God loves to send his people on mission. And perhaps that's seen most clearly as we studied through the book of John not too long ago in the character and the person of Jesus. God sends Jesus into the world because God is a God of mission. John 3, you know this, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. God the Father sends His Son into the world because God is a God of mission. But He doesn't just stop there. God the Father doesn't just send the Son into the world. No, God the Father and God the Son decide to team up and then send the Holy Spirit into the world. John chapter 14, Jesus says, I will ask the Father and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world can't accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him. For He lives with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So God the Father sends God the Son. And then God the Father and God the Son decide to send the Spirit into the world. And it doesn't stop there either. Apparently, God the Father and the Son and the Spirit decide we need to do some more sending. So we have a few chapters later in John where Jesus says this. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent Me, I am now sending you. And with that He breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. You see a pattern there? God sends over and over and over again. God is a God of mission. And that's what that term up on the screen means there. Missio Dei. It's been a popular term for a long time now to describe what is often translated as the mission of God. And that's not actually an accurate way of reading that. What it is not a mission of God. It's rather a missioning God. It's a God of mission. At the very heartbeat of God is His desire, His longing to be in relationship with His creation. And folks, you may define missionary as somebody that goes over into a foreign country and spends an extended period of time, but that's not the way God views it. You and I have been sent into the world by this God of mission. And whether you ever set foot on foreign soil, whether you ever call yourself a missionary on a resume, you and I have been sent into the world, into our workplaces and into our neighborhoods to participate with God in His mission to reach a lost and broken world. And as Brian has mentioned a couple of times, the senders are just as important as the goers. But one thing I want you to know is there aren't any people in this room who haven't been called to be a goer. We're all goers. God has called all of us to be sent, to be called to leave certain things and to pursue relationship with people in this world. And whether that means you live in the house you've lived in all your lives or whether it means you go somewhere else, God is a God of mission. He has sent us into this world. And that's what this morning has been about. And many people have put together this worship service to celebrate the ways in which we have participated with God in His mission. And let me just encourage you to say there's a lot more we could be doing. Let us continually pray and seek God to say, how can we participate in this mission with You, Lord? Here am I, send me, is one of the most common responses when God says He has a mission. And I hope that's our motto. Here am I. Here we are. Send us. Where would You have us go? If you have a need this morning, we want you to know we do have shepherds in this place who are here to pray with you, receive you. If you want to put on Christ in baptism, you can do that at this time. Whatever need that you might have, we're going to sing a song now. And won't you come while we stand and while we sing?